coming over in the wrong direction. I only wanna be the center of your attention for long enough to show you a worth the trouble that you take. I wanna see the way that you portray. I wanna spill the try to change his life today.
Music on 87.7 Shug FM. I'm David Phelps, and with me, Dan Seddon.
Yo.
And Jimmy C.
How's it going?
And I think we've got Doug over there in the corner.
Hello.
That first track to kick us off was Bell and Sebastian with Scooby Driver. And we'll go straight into our next one. This is Young Nyers with Weekends and Bleak Days. The Young Nyers there with Weekends and Bleak Days. Okay, so we're kicking this off now.
Yep.
The boys of our podcast, Staff's Cast.
Yeah.
Number one podcast for Stafford.
Here we are, live.
We finally got onto the radio.
We've come a long way since podcast.
Yeah,
definitely. Oh, two podcasts, a radio show. Two radio shows, a TV show maybe.
Yeah. Mm. I think that's all it'll take to get onto there.
That alley's sponsorship obviously paid off.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good, definitely.
We'd just like to give out the email and the text number now. You can email us with your requests. I don't know if we'll fulfil any of them, but you can do it anyway. At studio@shugradio.co.uk. or you can text us on 07757 454 668.
Just come and tell us how bad we are.
Yeah, anything, and we'll play it for you. Right, we're moving on now. Another great song. This is by, if anyone checked out the Enemy Awards the other week, the guy that sort of stage-dived onto the Kaiser Chiefs table at the awards, hospitalised himself, they were the Cribs. And this is Mirror Kisses. Listening to Fear of Music on 87.7 Shug FM. And Dan?
Well, so what are you doing tonight, Dave?
Tonight, I've got a lot of time on my hands. What do you reckon I should do tonight?
Well, I think I've got a novel way of saving £1.50 tonight.
£1.50?
That's which if we
can't spare £1.50, I'd love to hear of a way to
This
to
might just blow your mind, what I'm about to come up with now. Go to Chicago Rock.
Chicago Rock, I love Chicago Rock.
Everyone loves Chicago Rock. Before 9:30 PM,
yeah.
Say, Shug FM. Shug FM will save you £1.50 tonight. Entry free. Free.
That's brilliant.
That is pimping. That is pimping. Brilliant.
Well, thanks, Dan. You've saved me £1.50 and...
You get buy one, get one free drinks as well.
Oh, you get buy one, get one free? Was that?
Sure, yeah.
Why not?
The free one's on Dan.
Great.
It's all good. It's
all right, let's hit you with another song. This is The Kooks with Sofa Song. Let's just plug. The Kooks are playing in Birmingham tonight, if you can get there.
They are, and they're absolutely brilliant, mind you. They are absolutely brilliant. This, Prince introduced me to this song, and it's absolutely amazing, so go for it.
I don't think we're going to make it, but...
No.
Kooks.
Kooks. Kooks on 87.7 Shug FM. Okay, at this point of the show, we just wanted to introduce the concept of it. As you can tell, the songs aren't probably ones you've heard of a lot anyway. We just wanted to be like sort of showcase some new music
Very rare music. Obviously, some of you might have heard about the actual bands, but not the specific songs.
Yeah.
Rarities.
Yeah, more rarities, like... You might have heard of the bands, yeah, but definitely not the songs, hopefully. Anyway, hopefully we're showing you something about them. Anyway, people have started to get obsessed with Jack Johnson and James Blunt. Personally, I can't stand either of them. But here's a guy who sort of takes the theme of both of them, but does it well. This is Willie Mason. Okay, you're listening to 87.7 Shug FM.
Willie Mason, So Long, and I'll tell you what I haven't heard in so long. Jimmy's Gig Guide.
Oh, the best bit of the show, the Gig Guide. I'm gonna give it to you in about three, maybe four sections throughout the show. First of all, we're going to kick off with the Wolverhampton Little Civic. These are just a few bands that are playing on. We've got the Charlatans on the 24th of April. Good little band. I know Prince is into the Charlatans. Are you into the Charlatans?
Yeah, no, they're not bad. They're not bad.
Right.
I'm more into the name of the band than anything else. It's just what it represents.
What it represents.
But, they're good.
They're all right. And then we've got the widely known now Hardfi. They're playing on the 10th and the 11th of May.
Now they are very good.
They're all right. Working for the cash machine. Definitely.
Would you say you're working for the cash machine, Jim?
I'm trying to. Any cash deductible donations you'd like to send in to Shug FM, be great. Obviously,
Jim's kind of run out of money.
Yeah.
This time of year.
But tonight, for the pimping this at the Chicago Rock, you know, go down.
Yeah.
If you plug Shug FM, free entry, stuff like that.
But you don't get any money for it.
No, I don't get it, but I might get a free drink.
Yeah. Someone might see you and go, oi!
You're Jim.
Yeah. Buy you one. Anyway, your gig guide. Stop the gig guide halfway through.
I was chatting. All right,
yeah.
Next, we've got Fall Out Boy. They're playing on the 30th of May. Good little band. And also Ordinary Boys. They're playing on the 8th of October. Good few little bands at the Wolverhampton Little Civic there. There are a few others, but they're all sold out and stuff like that, so I thought I wouldn't tell you about them. But anyway, next song?
No, not quite.
No?
We wanted to sort of do a quiz now.
Oh, quiz.
This is something you've been working on for a
while. Yeah, I've been working on this for months, so if it doesn't go well, I'll probably cry. But basically, you're going to hear a common phrase, but it'll be constructed of loads of different popular songs.
Right.
All you have to do is email in or text in the artists that make up the phrase, speak softly and carry big sticks.
Popular phrase, I've heard that many a time.
Yeah.
Throughout the day.
Yeah. It is a popular phrase, I'm sure it is. Anyway, that's going to play out as different songs. You guess the songs, you'll win a whole heap of tat. We've got lots of stuff.
Is it cheap tat or expensive tat? If you want to define the tat?
This is the finest Home Bargains tat you've ever seen.
Home and Bargain.
So, hopefully this will work. Guess the songs. Remember the phrase is speak softly and carry big sticks. Ah.
Technical error.
Okay, let's try that again.
First it's the big green button, now it's the iPod. Modern technology.
Okay, we're going to forget this for a while, but remember that it's coming back.
It's all good.
Ah, we've got this sorted now. Okay, here it is. Speak softly and carry big sticks. Now that would have sounded like the most random thing ever, probably. But if you can guess any of them,
This is going well.
I'll play it again. This is going to work. I'm confident in this. Come on, you must be able to guess one of them. One of them is so mainstream.
Well, I'm baffled, so...
We'll play it in a bit anyway. We'll kick back into the songs now. This is Hip Hop Array, our little section where we'll appreciate a little bit of hip hop for everyone listening. Next song is Crosshairs by Danger Doom. Danger Doom is a collaboration of the guy who produced the Demon Days album for the Gorillaz and MF Doom, the rapper from America and that. This one I'll dedicate to Tom. He bought me the album. Enjoy.
Very soft angles. The clouds are full of skeletons and terry cloth Kangols. Flew the coop before you hit it, let me warn you. She did a cool hula hoop, but don't get any on you. It's all a big scam to make y'all eat pig ham. When he's on the mic, he's like the trigger man. Fig jam, doom. Not to be confused with nobody, especially since the flows he used were so nutty. Never too woozy to go study. Crews got no clues like old cruddy, Officer McGillicuddy. Watch the six, he got a lot of more tricks. Lyrics, bricks on sticks, sure got raw nitics. It's a gift, don't get shot for kicks. With the same slick used to plot sick fics with. Spotted at a chick flick, holding hands. The other on his swollen glands, a golden chance. Is why he kept them holes in his pants. Rolling in the old van is what he told his stolen fans. Is that true? True. Match from hat to shoe. Snafu, snatching a brew. Labatt's blue. Black Jew, like that's new. Patch me through. No latch attached. Cat shoe. Catch 22. Super. He's loaded dice nice and overpriced. The arm and the leg, all me life, all your ice. Villain, nag a grieving old hag. Snag a bragger, buys Mike Cord and leave him holding the bag. Come clean a bunch of dumb mean cream puffs. A keen drum machine buff who fiends for more green stuff. Instead of starving, there'd be problems about the cool guards, alright? Somebody's robbing Lou Dobbs them tonight. And he's on the next flight, moonbound. And makes it a point to stay away from the goon pound. Got some pears that's born in the lost years. Tears and cheers born in the cross years.
Hey, Mr. Dan McLean, what's that you were saying?
It is the robotic hymn of doom.
Well, I always say, nothing livens up a robotic hymn of doom better than an amazing pair of jugs.
You're listening to 87.7 Shug FM. This is Fear of Music. Right, the requests are literally flooding in, and we're overwhelmed. But
my ankles are wet here. The floods beginning to raise in the studio.
Literally knee.
We're just too cool for school.
In it. We're going to try and get on some of those requests, but obviously we want to play what we want to play, not what you want to play. So calm down, all right? Sure. Let us have a chance.
You're offending the listeners.
Sorry. I'm sorry to offend the listeners, but
we'll try and get them out there.
Yeah, we'll get some of your stuff out.
I'm a listener lover. Whatever you want to play, I'll make Dave play. Okay. Keep them coming.
We
in.
Have our I'd persuading like ways. We can tell him what to do.
Them buttons aren't far enough away for me to reach.
Right. Okay. Next on Fear of Music, we want to play a song by the Arcade Fire. A brilliant band of last year, a little underappreciated.
Yeah, I mean, they're different, aren't they?
They're a bit different, but they are that different sound that everyone's always looking for.
Well, I remember seeing them at Reading, and I went to see them, and I was like, who the hell is this? And then the dude was like, yeah, it's Arcade Fire. I was like, oh my god, pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're different. It's not like your average run-of-the-mill sort of band, though, is it?
Mm.
No, bit of percussion, bit of... All that kind of stuff.
I think
instruments, Jim.
Yeah,
usually they're going to use instruments.
Yeah, they do use instruments. Yeah.
I'd like to start a band with instruments. Be a
bit
good
of
stuff.
Be novel. Anyway, yeah. So we'll play your song, but obviously, because on Fear of Music, we were to be different. We're going to play something off the EP.
Oh.
And you won't know it, but try and enjoy it. You know, this is the Woodland National Anthem by the Arcade Fire. Enjoy.
Thank you.
The Arcade Fire there with the Woodland National Anthem. You're listening to Fear of Music on 87.7 Shug FM, as if you needed to be reminded of that.
You haven't said it in time already.
And it's going so swimmingly as well.
Yeah,
things are flowing.
There's one part which I think needs to be redone.
Redone? What?
The mess of noise you may have heard about 10 minutes ago was actually a quiz.
That quiz.
Dave was trying it.
You could win prizes.
There is prizes at stake here, prizes. So don't.
No one's bothering. We've
I don't think it's that no one's bothering. I think it's that no one understood the mess you.
Because people on the email at the moment.
Imagine if someone chopped up loads of songs and formed a new sentence out of them, but the sentence was. What was it again?
I have no idea.
Something
this
about
is your
sticks.
Segment.
Oh, speak softly, but carry big sticks. Imagine someone cut up loads of songs that you know, popular songs, and made that. Okay, we're going to play it, and you're going to guess it, and you're going to win.
So you've got to guess the artist here. The artist of each song.
Yeah, just the artist.
Within the popular phrase.
The songs are a bit debatable, what they were actually called.
So text in or email the artist and the songs.
This is going to work. Okay, listen up. Now, who couldn't guess what that was?
Play it again, just in case someone
okay,
got
one,
that.
Okay, once more. If this doesn't work, we'll forget about it. But all you have to do is guess one of those songs.
Just one?
Just one.
And you could win some lovely stuff.
Loads of tat. A mountain of tat. All right.
Lovely.
Okay, well, that's the last time we'll be playing that. Right, now, we've had some requests. Not loads, but some. Daniel wanted some Strokes. He did want the new single, but
we're going to give him a rarity.
We're not going to play in the new single. Everyone knows the new single, you know?
So what are you going to be playing?
We're going to be playing, when they released Is This It, their first album. Over here in the UK, where we live, they had a track called New York City Cops. It featured the lyric, New York City Cops, they ain't so smart. But, you know, America, uproar. Anyway.
Uproar sound.
On the US version, they had a track called When It Started, and that's what we're going to give you here today. And you're going to enjoy it, maybe.
Yeah, just have a listen.
Okay, so this is the Strokes, When It Started.
Just wait, my dear, till you look up now. Oh, maybe so.
So we've got an entry for the quiz, finally. One person has emailed in with the first word, which is speak. I guessed what song that was. We can say his name, Adam Suter.
Yeah.
So far, Adam Suter is in the running for a mountain. Literally a mountain.
Cheap tat. Yeah. We defined it as cheap.
Where is it coming from? Tat. Is it coming from Nike or Fraser
Street? It's coming from Home Bargains.
Home Bargains?
Our favourite shop in the world.
Cool.
Well, my favourite shop, anyway.
I can't believe it, Dave.
What?
We've only got 2 hours to get to Chicago Rock and
no
try
way.
And get free entry by saying Shug FM. And obviously, it's buy one, get one free as well.
Buy again.
Perks. You've saved yourself 150 just walking through the door.
Yeah.
By mentioning Shug FM.
Well, I will definitely be taking up that offer.
Yeah, but I think before that...
Yeah, go on.
We should go and see Chris, our station manager,
yeah,
in the Litton Tree.
The Litton Tree. Chris, station manager, is DJ in the Litton Tree.
He is.
Oh, my God.
That's right, we can go there beforehand.
That would be good.
Well, anyone can go there, have a bit of chilling, a few beers, and then to Chicago Rock, say Shug FM.
That would be a good night.
It would. Lovely.
Good night with Shug FM. Great. Right, another song, perhaps.
A request. Someone's asked for
a request. We've fulfilled request. Oh, we'll do that next. We'll do that next. That's
next.
Coming up.
It's coming up.
Shut your noise.
Right.
Shut your noise.
One of ours now. Everyone loves Queen. I'm constantly hearing Queen as the play-out song for a night at the Legends or somewhere like that.
Legend.
We Are the Champions. Bohemian Rhapsody.
We Will Rock You.
Imagine if someone did a cover of Queen. Imagine if that band
had the audacity to cover Queen.
What are you talking about? They might do it well.
They might do it better.
Some could say better.
Remember what we were saying.
Imagine if that band that had covered them was the new favourites. Be Your Own Pet. Right. This is Bicycle Race by Be Your Own Pet.
Play it.
What more is there to say?
Just play it.
It's 87.7, it's Shug FM. You know where you are on a Tuesday night. Here.
Or in
wherever
Chicago.
Wherever you are.
Why are you? Why aren't you heading to Chicago?
No, shut up. Let's listen to our show first.
Right, listen to us, then go to Chicago.
I'm very pleased to say...
We've got another
simmer down, all right? I'm very pleased to say that my good friend Tom Gibbs is out in the lead on that quiz. Come on, someone can beat him. He's got two of the songs so far.
Two of them, come on, remember.
And they are the hardest songs that he's guessed, I might add. But sending all that tat up to Manchester,
we can't.
I don't know about that. That's a lot of stamps.
Come down and get it.
Someone preferably next door.
Yeah, maybe I'll take it down to him. Next time I see him. Anyway, we've had a request for Regina Spektor.
From our good friend, Freya.
Yeah, and we definitely wanted to play some, but we had to have a little wrestle first to decide what song we wanted to play.
Yeah, all them songs.
So we beat each other up for a bit, and we came up with Us.
Which we were all going for at the beginning, so it was sort of a useless fight.
I just got beaten up, really.
Yeah, no, it was more Jim getting kicked into a corner of the room.
Yeah, I said, we're playing Regina Spektor, Jim, shush.
Yeah. Anyway, here it is, the beautiful voice.
Have a listen.
Of a beautiful lady.
Regina Spektor loves Freya. Regina Spektor and Us.
Because to run.
breathtaking Regina Spektor there.
Yeah, I was wondering about
on Fear of Music, 87.7 Shug FM.
What was
Regina
it?
Regina Spektor. Can't get
what
much better than
80,
that.
80,
all right.
87.
I just have to keep on saying it. People, it'll get in their heads, won't it? Right, people still plugging away at the quiz.
Yeah.
Just for anyone who missed the email just out there, studio@shugradio.co.uk. We've got our best man, Doug, on the case.
Mm. Doug, give us a shout.
Hello.
Hey.
That's not enthusiasm, Doug, there.
Unless you want to text in. I mean, the phone's getting crowded with text messages now. Yeah. But it's 07757 454 668. Simple enough.
But yeah, the quiz.
The quiz.
We've had one listener who's got a lot of dedication behind her.
Yeah,
she's
we have had a few entries. Yeah, a few entries, but Lou, keep trying.
Lucy, I'm sorry to say, four answers you've given us, four wrong.
We're gonna play it for you again.
Should we play it for them again now?
I think we should play it for everyone again.
Oh, we'll play it after this next one.
Well,
I think we should play it before and after.
Before okay. And after, we'll play it now.
And then we'll play it after.
I'll play more times after. Let's now.
We're going to spam it.
Ross.
After
oh,
this,
Ross,
what
Ross.
You want? This is what Ross wants. This is what I want. Okay.
This is not.
Thanks,
what
Ross,
I want,
for requesting this. I wasn't going to play it, but
he is a man in his own rights. Bob Dylan.
This, yeah. All right.
Bob Dylan.
Anyway, this is Bob Dylan with Talking Bear Mountain Picnic Massacre Blues.
Bob for the win.
It's a mouthful.
When I found out the towers were in the air, the Bear Mountain Picnic was coming my way. Come along and take a trip. We're going up there on a ship. Bring the wife and family. Bring the whole little kid with me. We're going to run down the boat ticket to this thing called the Bear Mountain Picnic. Little did I realize I was in for a pleasant, funny surprise and not the first picnic. Being too close to a mountain, I hate bears.
Join us this Tuesday for the Lytton Tree's world-famous student night. It's the highlight of the pre-club pub crawl and the place to drink till late. We're open till at least 1 a.m. Drinks are £1.75 all night after 9, with DJ Matt Rogan playing your favourite student anthems through the night. The Lytton Tree is the place to be. Plus, throughout March, Shug FM's Chris Gray plays Stafford's latest and greatest from 9.30 till 11.30, straight after the football. Join Chris live from the Lytton for the cheapest drinks and the greatest student night around. The Lytton Tree, Riverside, Stafford. Great entertainment every night of the week.
Sorry about that. A fatal technical error there. Wow. We will not be playing any Bob Dylan tonight, I guess.
Bob Dylan is too good.
No,
Bob
Dylan.
He's just too good.
Well, he doesn't want to be played on this radio station, that's for sure. Anyway, we're going to hit you with a track by Journey. This is Any Way You Want It, and this one is for Seb, if he's listening.
Ah, see, right, see, the thing that's got it all off up now is camera phones. How the hell am I supposed to be able to do a line in front of complete strangers when I know they've all got cameras?
When you're a famous boy, it gets really easy to get girls. It's all so easy, you get a real spoil. So when you try to pull a girl who is also famous too, it feels just like when you wasn't.
The celebrity pages in papers don't tell tales that are always to the line of the truth. It's to the line at which it's most likely you'll have the time or enough finance to sue. Which is why it's so frightening buying papers in the morning, fearing the next night's skin a scoop. Cause I used to believe what I read, so now I know that others will believe that it's true. But I realise with you the truth can be a whole lot worse than the fact. My whole life I never thought I'd see a pop star smile back. And I must admit, I was quite shocked with that thing you did with me on my back. But outside in the lobby, I shouldn't have laughed when you slapped that back.
When you're a famous boy, it gets really easy to get girls. It's all so easy, you get a real spoil. But when you try to pull a girl who is also
I really got to like you more than you like me. I really hope that you stay. Considering the amount of pram you've done, you looked amazing on CD UK. You learned access, new promo, cameras flashing, get in the van and zoom away. I wake up, I diss my beat, feel hungover, and sorry for my doomy day. But I know I got a bit close to you, and that you found it people boring. You taught me so much about how to deal with the fire I'd fallen in. And what version of the rumour would next day be everyone's story of me? You taught me all the realities and turned the page and ignore them. When you're a famous boy, it gets really easy to get girls. It's all so easy, you get a bit spoiled. But when you try to pull a girl who is also famous too, it feels just like when you wasn't. Rest my beer hat, delete my dealer's number and unroll my banknotes. And we were on borrowed time anyway, what with the daily toilet papers not knowing. And I knew that when the people who thought they knew you, when they found out, I would have been mocked. Which is ironic, because in reality, standing next to you, I look up in shock. Whenever I see you on MTV, I can't stop my big white smile. And past the children's appeal, I see the darkness behind. We both know the scratches on my back much better than their illusion lies. I miss the bitching and shouting, but I'm glad I got out in time. When you're a famous boy, it gets really easy to get girls. It's all so easy, you get a bit spoiled. But when you try to pull a girl who is also famous too, it feels just like when you wasn't famous.
You can't keep copying pop stars, you've got to be copying this one. Michael,
I know.
Okay, that couldn't have gone much worse. So many technical errors there.
Bob Dylan, The Streets.
Yeah,
that wasn't
Journey. That was actually the new Streets single, and I don't know if I meant to play that, but you had it anyway. Enjoy. Right, we should get back on the public side, I think, because. Yeah. A listener's dropping or a listener's raising? Can we measure that here?
I'm thinking the dropping so far.
To work out the ratio.
Don't put that out there.
But yeah, send in requests. We'll obviously try and make up for it.
We are going to fulfil some requests now. Yeah. But obviously we can't play the songs that you request because we have to change them. We have to look bigger and cleverer than you.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, hang on. Before we play, didn't we say we're going to play the quiz thing again?
All right, we'll try the quiz thing.
We'll try
once
it.
More
if it,
time.
If it messes up, because it was the iPod that was messing up.
At the moment, Tom Gibbs is still in the lead, right? I think that's with two guesses.
Yeah.
Okay, Lucy.
Guess twice more. And there's yet to get one right.
That's six guesses.
Keep trying,
though.
I think Lucy's trying too hard now. Mm. I think she needs to just cool off for 5 minutes and then come back to it fresh.
Yeah. But
fresh
mind. Mate, keep trying.
Yeah, keep trying. Keep plugging away. We love to hear
these guesses. Because we've still got, like, how long we got left?
Yeah, we got
plenty of time.
Plenty of time left.
So,
all right, we're going to play you the quiz one more time, and then we're going to kick straight in with a request, which was for the Eels. Also, we're going to try and fulfil some Bob Dylan requests there because it's the Eels doing a cover of "Girl from the North Country" off their new live album. But first, remember, this is the quiz that we're playing for you. Let's hope this works. Right, I don't think that worked. But anyway, let's kick straight in with the song. Right, this is Eels with "Girl from the North Country."
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, the wind's hit heavy on the borderline. Remember me. She once was a curls and falls all down her breast. See for me that her hair's hanging long. That's the way I remember her best. Many times I thought about her. Many nights I pray in the darkness of my night, in the brightness of my day.
The Eels there with Joe Funeral Sanctuary.
Yeah, soft, mellow.
Yeah.
Chilled.
Right, I'd just like to get some emails in now for what will be the one of the last songs we're going to play of the day. But we'll just get the emails in now. I've taken a track from every Super Furry Animals album, one of my favourite bands. And so get your emails in for what album you want me to play a track off. And it's just a bit random, because you won't know, but I'll know.
So that's all good.
But that will happen later. Meanwhile,
back
Jim,
to the
Jim's gig guide part two.
Part two, coming at you.
Shoot.
Right, we're going for the Birmingham Academy now, local gig venue in Birmingham. There's obviously two venues within Birmingham Academy. There's obviously the main one, Birmingham Academy, and then there's Birmingham Academy Two, the small one. We're going to kick off with that first. As David said before, we've got the Kooks playing.
Kooks.
The Kooks. Lovely, on the 21st of March, which is today. But so you're not actually going to go to that?
Unless you're down there.
Unless you're down there.
Locked on, time. In the street, queuing up in the cold.
Yeah. We've also got the OK Go at the Academy too. On the
OK Go.
Are they actually
any
good?
Is that Bandages on
the... Yeah, I think so.
We'll go with that.
No, it's probably not them.
That's Hot.
Forget
Hot
that.
Heat.
Oh, that's Hot Hot Heat.
That's Hot Hot Heat.
OK Go was a Get Over It.
Get Over It. But they're playing on Friday the 24th of March. We've also got 100 Reasons,
yeah,
a very favourite band of mine, playing at Academy 2. They're playing on the 4th of April, which
nice.
Is a Tuesday. Pretty cool.
Get your bookings in for that.
Yeah. Now we're moving on to the bigger venues of Birmingham Academy. We've got Less Than Jake playing on the 6th of April. The Subways.
Yeah. Subways.
They're... Were they an enemy sort of band type thing?
Yeah, everyone knows the Subways.
Subways, yeah.
The little girl bassist, singer.
Rock and Roll Queens.
Rock and Roll Queens. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. 7th of April they're playing. And then last but not least, we've got Story of the Year. They're playing at the 11th of April.
11th of April.
Tuesday.
All right, that's cool.
So cool.
Thanks for the gig guide.
And we've got part three.
Oh, part three?
And then that's...
what area is that
to come?
To come.
Right.
We'll leave you in suspense.
Now... We're going to fulfil some requests. Some people wanted grime, some people wanted the Ordinary Boys, and with Preston Fever, we're going to...
Being in the old Sled Big Brother house.
Is there any way to mix
both.
Them two?
Yeah, in fact, there is, Daniel.
Wow.
In fact, there is. Here we go, with 9 to 5, which is originally a Lady Sovereign song. She's the first lady of grime, I'd say.
Ooh.
Wouldn't you? Anyway, she's the first lady of grime, and this is the Ordinary Boys covering it sort of with her, a collaboration of sorts...
Have a listen to it.
Enjoy.
See what you think.
Wonders of technology.
I wake up late every morning, meeting's cool and I'm still yawning. Get up, wake up, hair and makeup's waiting for you, don't be stalling. This performance is important, I don't think I can put my all in.
Oh, God, I was up last night, I was still kicking in and I don't feel right. In my shopping, put my wants up a time, got my phone gone silent, I'm
here polite. Private call. My days are getting longer and there's no time.
since my working week departed. Ever since I single charted, this pursuit's been everlasting. I clocked in about a year ago, and I haven't clocked out from the studio. And videos and TV shows, and staring out the window on the road. And although sometimes we don't get paid for these rampages on these stages, I know that I won't get jaded, I won't go back to the minimum wage. Oh my gosh, my.
You are locked in to 87.7 Shug FM. I hope you're enjoying it so far.
The studio is packed here.
Yeah, it's rampacked.
I can't move.
Good track from the Ordinary Boys there.
Yeah, I like the mix up.
Can I just give an announcement? Lucy.
Yeah.
You may have known from
Lucy,
the last half an hour. She's got so many attempts wrong at the quiz,
yeah.
But has now got her first right answer.
You got it right.
She deserves a wooden spoon of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A golden wooden spoon, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One home bargain DVD.
Home bargain.
97p.
Nine.
Can't be the price on there. Right, Jim, you wanted to play a song?
This is a band called Isley. Just a little information, any of you into like Newfound Glory, stuff like that, the lead singer, not entirely sure the name, but they're
good
going
out.
Good information, exactly. They're going out with one of the girls from Isley. They're a good little band. Play them. Go on, Dan.
Play them.
I will.
Thank you.
Right, you're still listening to 7.7 Shug FM, but we're messing up even more.
We're not going to play anything off iPods anymore.
Nah, too many formats going on in the studio, I feel.
We've actually had a technical complaint from Matthew Allen saying, what the...
Didn't even request anything. Just hate the way you're producing.
Just complaining.
Just complaining. Just a plain complaint.
He basically wants us to adjust our output levels. There's way too much bass and not enough track.
Oh, yeah.
Too much bass.
Well, we're sorry, Matthew Allen. We'll try and
sort that out.
Anyway,
let's just get a track that does work going.
Off a CD.
And
the best
sort
tried and tested.
This is everyone knows Block Party, but they just after the success of their first album, they released a remix album, and this is one done by the drum and bass rockers Death From Above, 1979, and this is their version of Luno. Let's say, Matthew Allen, if you're out there, come back.
Come back.
Come back. We're sorry.
It's not our fault.
For all the technical problems we've been having.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
It just wasn't us. Yeah. Who else? Lucy
has officially given up on the
quiz. Don't give up.
Come on.
Keep trying.
There's lots of tap to be won.
Yeah. Oh, we don't give it to Tom.
Far away.
Tom, that's Manchester. We have to post it up to.
Yeah.
That's just too many stamps.
We would play the quiz again, but.
No, the quiz is over.
Quiz is over. Just iPod mania. Don't want that.
But we'll give you the answers a bit later.
You know what I think we should have now?
What do you reckon we should have now?
Part three of the gig guide.
I can't wait.
I'm trembling in my shoes. I really am. It's going to get in the court. Keep it short and sweet. Three bands playing in the Sugar Mill in Stoke. We've got Hell Is For Heroes on the 28th of April. We've got the Datsuns on the 18th of April as well. And last but not least, the Zootons.
On the 26th of May. Isn't that just sold out already?
No, not when I checked. Right. It might be now. Go and have a look.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
I love the Zootons. Another song?
Yeah.
Right, this is by a band, Dogstone Hook Cars, and they remind me of so much of all the bands that have made it in today's industry, but they never did. They released around the same time.
You're caught up about. They never went anywhere.
They deserve more. Just check out this track. It reminds me of all those Kaiser Chief and No Effin' and Jeffin'. But all that rubbish that's out there at the moment. But these are better. Just listen.
The kids for the catwalk comes out to come for the kids. The importance of keeping your clothes on and taking your mind off of this. Oh, so many buildings, museums and churches, historical houses, eating or taking away anything that fits in your mouth. Oh, building top buses, winding round things of general interest. I'm interested in something, the direction you take if you want to get out, 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 out. Every night I'm woken by police, but the city in disrepute. If it means I can sleep, looking for the catwalk, comes out to come for the kids. The importance of keeping your clothes and taking your mind off of this. The casual and the clean cut. Find me somewhere I can stay. I'm looking for pastimes and lifestyles to keep my attention at bay. Fields are followed by fields. The village store whenever it likes. I drive behind tractors that drive behind families on bikes. The neighborhood watch, or is it that the neighborhood likes to pry? Sometimes I just want to know the direction you have got to take to get out. Every morning I'm woken by sheep. Let the foot and the mouth of keeping your clothes on and taking your mind off of this.
Pastimes and Lifestyles by Doug Steinhockhaus. I'd just like to say that two of my favourite pastimes is saving money and going out, which both can be done tonight before 9:30. If I went to Chicago Rock and mentioned Chug FM on the door, I'll get free entry. Saves me £150, and then it's buy one, get one free drinks.
Brilliant.
Lovely.
Shameless plug there. I don't know why.
How do you come up with them?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So
roll off the tongue.
Feels so inspired. Slid into the suns there. Slotted.
He is now. What's next?
What's next? We haven't got.
We haven't
next.
Got. We're dry now.
No one picked up the quiz. No one wanted to play that. No,
we're not witty and we're not funny, so no one's.
But thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, boy.
You know, we really appreciate it. Apparently, we've had top numbers of listeners.
Yeah, so keep listening.
A big number.
A big.
Two digits.
Just imagine the biggest two-digit number you can. And we'll leave it there.
And it's quite far from that.
We'll leave it there. All right, more songs I hear you say, stop talking.
Yeah.
What are we going to have? Oh, yeah, of course. Remember the Mercury Music Prize?
Gotcha. Can I just
hang on, Doug's got to say something.
I think Lucy has just tied for the lead.
Oh my gosh. Go on.
Don't give up the answers.
So Lucy and Tom go head to head. All you have to do is guess one more, guys. Or maybe we could get them on the phone.
Yeah, get them on the phone. Ring in.
Ring in, guys. 07757454668. Or email us at studio@shugradio.co.uk. You've only got about 10 more minutes, but...
Yeah, lots of tat up for...
Also, no one wanted to play the Super Animals game.
No, what's for that?
Email us with any Super Animals album title. We'll give you something, and you'll get a song off the album as well.
It'd be great.
Anyway, the Mercury Music Prize award went to that guy who sings a bit like a girl, you know, Anthony and the Johnsons.
Yeah.
No? Nobody cared. Anyway, the guys that lost out to them, by probably a long way, were the Go Team.
Go Team.
But they could have won with songs like this. You've walked into your living room, you've turned on your radio, 87.7, Shug FM, well done.
And we're here.
Yeah.
For another 5 minutes.
Five, ten minutes. Just before the rock show, the Tuesday night rock show.
Tuesday night rock show.
It's coming. Keep locked on, you know?
Good.
Right, we've maxed out the listeners again.
Yeah, doing well.
New record.
An extra listener.
But remember, we are back next week.
We'll be
same time, same place.
Tuesday, some more of the same old, you know.
Yeah. And
nonsense.
A few more quizzes, hopefully.
A few more better quizzes. I'll get that right this time.
You've got 5 minutes left on the first quiz.
5 minutes left to answer them. I mean, it's head and head, Tom and Lucy, but who'll know? Maybe they'll think about it a bit more.
It's all to play for.
Or I don't know. Let's quickly play a song.
Let's stop speaking.
Everything before they see behind the curtain that is Fear of Music.
Oh.
This is by my cousin's band, the Brilliant Gang of Four. This is Damaged Goods. Only for a little while.
Only for...
We'd like to say thank you for listening to our show.
It's been a pleasure.
And we'll be ending it about...
Just before that, our earlier, Freya, who had the Regina Spektor song, Us, dedicated to her, has just sent us our first hate mail, but luckily not about us.
Ah. Oh,
so,
it's all right.
Freya, the boys at Fear of Music, everyone listening, Simon Chan, we hope you bang your elbow.
Well,
and on that note,
strong words there from Dan. We'd just like to announce that I guess it was a tie.
Yeah, it was a tie
between Tom and Lucy. So maybe we could have a fight.
We could have a roll on.
Maybe a head to head next week.
Head to head next week, or carry it on. See how it goes.
Yeah, don't want any rollovers happening.
It's a bit too much trouble. It's maybe we'll just split up the prizes and we'll send you them half each.
Definitely. But we've been the boys at Fear of Music.
Yeah, and thank you very much for listening. We're going to hand you over now to the Tuesday Night Rock Show.
And I think we should just say one more thanks to our special guest, Doug.
Oh, Doug, for doing the emails. Thank you.
Diamond Geezer.
Yeah. Diamond Geezer.
All right, we're going to leave you here with a song. We wanted to play some Bob Dylan all night. It didn't really go right, but this is going to work perfectly. This is the live version of Like a Rolling Stone off of the Bootleg Series Volume 4.
Yeah.
I think it's been described as the best song ever written.
So, until
we thought it should appear on our show.
Until next week.
Yeah, thanks.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Bye.